We'll turn our attention to the Bilam, the Midas of Bilam, which are mentioned by the Tanan Ovos, and you remember Rashi points them out as we come upon them in the Parsha here, and the Ness of the Piho also. What was the function of the Ness and so on, how we relate to it. The Midas of Bilam, Ruach Gavoya Nefesh Rechova V'ayin Roa. Those were his midas that we see reflected here in his behavior in the Parsha. The shorish of these midas roas is obviously Gaiva. That's the Aviyah of Osatuma. Rashi mentions it in Yud Gimel. And don't think that it was he had a monopoly and that it's hard for every person to accept that one is Bershuso Shomokom. Understand? A person is not his own boss. In any area, a person is not his own boss, and it's the avoid of a person to develop more and more that hakara. Understand that we're not our own bosses, and everybody wants to be his own boss. Understand? Not just so we go to work, a person, you know, wants to be independent and so on, but in every aspect of our existence, we constantly, when we talk about being mizgaber on negiyas and making proper decisions. Understand? And to be objective and to look for the MS. All of these things are in other words, we are being mishtadel to do that which the Ibishter wants us to do, not which what we're comfortable with and what we feel like doing. So that's a person who is Irish. A person wants to be in his own reshus, he wants to make his own decision based on all the shikulim that are comfortable and pleasant and easy for him. And he doesn't want to recognize that a man's not in his own reshus. Our life doesn't belong to us. The bodies are not us. Biyodo of kiruchi, the neshama is a pikodin. The body is a pikodin. A man is not in his own reshus even after death. And that's why against halacha, that's a contrary to halacha, I say a person will will his body for scientific research. A person can't do that. The body is not his. The body is the Eibishter. The Eibishter says when a man passes away, the body got to be put into the ground. But that's what he has to do. It's not ours. Even after death, a man is not in his own reshus. Especially when we're living and we need the bracha of life. So that we see reflected here constantly, several times. I say the first point we have here. This is why we find in the Mefarshim, this was the lesson of the Ness of the Osom. It's a Moya Dikazaf that as great of a Rosha that Bilam was, the Eibishter still attempted to be Matzer him L'mutav. Understand? The Eibishter wasn't Mishayish on him. Lachas Kama V'Kama, one should never be Mishayish on a Yid. Look at the Ramban, please, for a minute, in Chof Aleph, the Ramban. Vayokum Bilam Baboyker Vayachavosh Es Asona Vayelchum Soy Moav Keroitza Mahashrin Heftzom Al Kein Choro Af Hashem. You understand? He didn't tell them. Ki Ho Mehu Ki She'ilo Hodiyom. If he would have told them that he could only do what Hashem wanted to, that he wouldn't have gone altogether. Lo Hoya Ho Mehu Ode Shoya Bozeh. So that's number one. That he did fool them. The old Shoya Bozeh Chilo Hashem. He belechto imohem stam vuhu bershus Hashem. Hoshvu shenosan lo bershus lakalo mohem esa om. Vihine chozer bo mamasha omar techilo. Lo toor esa om ki boruchu. That in itself would be a Chilo Hashem. But again, he did not want to tell them that he wasn't bershus atzmo. You see in Pasuk Chav Beis, Ki Ho Mehu, then it says in, that the mammoth came. See the midas rachmim of a kodesh baruch hu. It's not to be believed. In the ratio of the pasuk, it says vayichar af elokim. The midas hadin started to burn against Bilam kiholehu. And right afterwards, instead of the guy being struck dead, vayisatzei malach Hashem the derech mesotin lo. What does Rashi say? Malach shel rachmim hoyo. Boyeroitza mamano namachato shemo yechato v'yohavid. That such a terrible person sought to destroy Mamish Kal Yisrael, and still the Eibishter sends a Malach Rachmi to try to be Matzah him Lamutav. Look at the Sforno in Chof Ches. Vayiftach Hashem es piho osom. Even the way we learned the Kleyokor previously also indicated that the Pio Osun primarily came to be Mauser Bilam Lamutov. It's also an amazing thing. But he says in order to try to knock him down from his pedestal, understand, you should know that you're Mamish like the Behemoth. And like I opened the Pio Osun, so I opened your mouth also the Pio Osun. Because you are have as much shaykhus to Nevuah like this Chamor has. That's the shaykhus you, but I'm only doing it lechvod on Shal Yisrael. And look at this Sforno. Vayiftach Hashem es piyo oson. Noson bo koach medaber, kinyin Hashem sfosai tiftoch. It's very interesting that he mentioned this pasuk. You know, there's no, I'll come back to it right away, Mir Tushem. V'chol zeh, Hoyo kedei she is over Bilam Moshu b'tshuva. You see what he says before? B'zichro ki me Hashem manu Moshon gam lebilti muchen kol sheken sheyuchu lahasiro min amuchon kirtzono. V'chol ze kedei shelo yoved ish kamohu. The Eibishter tried. The man had gevalt the koiches. The Eibishter was still trying to be ma'aser him l'mutav that he shouldn't go. He shouldn't destroy himself. There's no greater hagdama to Shmona Esrei than that pasuk Hashem Sforsai Tiftoch. And a person recognizes when he starts to daven, if a whole day we don't think of it, at least before a man davens, he should recognize that he's not Bershus Atzmo, that the Koach HaDibur is not his. A whole day long we're talking and talking and talking, we have to try to talk as much Torah and mitzvahs as we possibly can, whether in learning Torah or even in doing Yonim of Chesed to people. That a person doesn't, that we think that the tongue is in our reshuts, that's the ness of the Pia Austin, that the Eibishter can give a behemoth the koach of speech, and he gives us also the koach of speech, and he can take the koach of speech from us. I have known three people I've known who lost the power of speech. Two of them had gotten it back. But the third person did not. Three people lost the power of speech that I have known. That's why when a person starts to daven, there's no greater hagdama to tefillah than that little pasuk. Hashem sfosai tiftoch. A special tefillah, please open my mouth. We don't open it by ourselves. The Ramban in Chav Gimel also speaks about the Tam HaNes at the last few lines of the Ramban. Chav Gimel, the end of the Ramban. V'tama nesa zeh maharos lebilom. Mi som pen liyodom. Mi yosum ilem ohodiyo ki Hashem posea pia nelomim. V'kol shekein shiyamim birtsono pia medabri. Gam yosim befiyem devorim medabri kirtsono ki akol biyodom az hiro sho yeleh akar nichesh v'kisem v'yakam olom v'hem ki menachesh the Kosem Hoyo. This Hashkofa we find reflected in the Medrash also. Vayetik Medrashim here. It says like this, Vayiftach Hashem es Pio Oson. Obviously not, we find it reflected in the Medrash. I should say the Mokor of the Ramban and the Sforno is the Medrash. Vayiftach Hashem es pio oson. What's the first thing that Chazal tell us? Mahodio. Shaper v'hamoshon b'rshuso. Shim bikesh v'kamel piv b'rshuso. And then it says later on in the same area of the Medrash, Vayigam Hashem es einei bilma v'chisumo hoyo. The guy wasn't blind. Mahodia she'af ho'ayin b'rshuso. I've had occasion, I believe, to mention a Gevaltic Medrash in Bereshis. It's a skuma, you know, to find lost articles, to say the pasuk in Vayera v'yifkach Elokim es einecho by Hagar, when she saw the Be'er Mayim, to say that pasuk, and then to say the Medrash, Omer Rabbi Binyamin, a Medrash Rabbah on that pasuk, Hakol b'ches chasumim, acha kodesh baruch hu meir es einecho. And then you go and look for it. If it's findable, you'll find it. The Gevaltig Eskuma. I say it's kedai to use that skuma just to read that medrash, but that medrash is moyedik. Akol becheska sumim, Rabbi Binyamin says. Acha kodesh baruch hu meir es einecho. We feel we're becheskas sighted. We're sighted. Chas v'shalom, a person loses his sight, he becomes blind. But Rabbi Yonim says, Nitazoy, a person is Becheska Sumi. A man's got a chazoka that he's blind. But every split second that we're blessed to see, the Eberster is giving us the gift of sight. So Moyadika Chazal, Hakol Becheska Sumi, Acha, Kodesh Boruchu, Meir Esenehem. But that's the verse, so that these were the lessons that the Eberster is trying to teach Bilam. And you see that he did learn a little bit. He did learn a little bit. Some of the got through looking pasuk lamedches vayomer bilam el bomak hine bosi emecho ato hayocho ucho daber meuma hadover sheyosim okim befi oiso adaber. And the Medrash also tells us, "Vayomer Bilam Malach Hashem Chotosi, Hoya Rosha Orum V'Yodea Shein Omei Bivnei Peronios Ela Tshuva, Shekol Mi Shechoyte V'Yomer Chotosi Ein Rishus Malach Nigabo." So he did tshuva, but the tshuva was only mitoch year, and that's why it didn't last so long, not even till the end of the parsha. So he did have, we don't need rayas for that, every person, we said before, every man has the koyach to be mizgaber on the joiners that are placed his way. But we see that from Bilam as well. I want to share with you in closing a very interesting approach here that we find in the Meshech HaChochma to this Ness, different than what we find here in the Sifsei HaChomim, in the Sforno and in the Ramban. You know, as I say again, you know, it's something that is so, it's such a remarkable thing that such a nest, that the Eberster is mishana, the teva of an animal, just to bring this person to tshuva. It's an amazing thing. The Eberster gave him many other simonim before he did this, and he didn't observe them. The Rabbeinu Bechai said, here this guy was a kosin, umenachesh, and the Eberster gave him so many simonim, but his taiva to inflict harm upon Klal Yisrael was so overwhelming he didn't see anything. You don't think of it in that sense, but here he's going like, you know, like a person who's superstitious and a black cat crosses his path, he turns back. So here he's going down the road and all of a sudden the donkey doesn't want to go any further, and then it turns off to the side. Then all of a sudden it squeezes his foot against the wall. Then it crouches down. It's roves mitachto. Nothing helped. There's a many simonim. It's possible nothing deterred him until he had to send a mamach to him, a mamach of rachmi, and then the donkey starts to talk. What the Eberster did to be mavzer him with tshuva. The Meshech Chochma has a different cook on the nest, which is very interesting. It helps also to be masbir a few difficult comments we find in the Rishonim to understand. He says like this: the Eibershter wanted to strike dread and pachad into the hearts of the Goyim as Klal Yisrael was about to enter Eretz Yisrael. And we see how Rachav spoke to the Meraglim when they came, understanding that she expressed the fact that the people were terrified. The Eibershter wanted to weaken, understand, like an army before it invades, it softens up the territory with artillery. But so the Eibershter wanted to soften up the karka in Eretz Yisrael for the Kibush Ha'aretz. So he wanted to strike a pachad, into the hearts of the Goyim who were living in Eretz Yisrael. So that's why he wanted Dafke, understand? He wanted Dafke for this bracha to come. He wanted Dafke, this bracha to come from the Goyim. He wanted the bracha, going back again to what we said before, the Ramban said that the Eibershter Dafke wanted the bracha to come mitocha Goyim. But if the Goyim themselves, Bilam and the agency of Balak, if he would praise Klal Yisrael and show how gevaltic they are and how Hashem protects them and he can't curse them, and on the contrary, he blesses them and how invincible they are, then this would terrify the Goyim from the impending invasion and make it much easier, b'derech ha-teva, for Klal Yisrael to conquer the country. That's what he says. He says like this, you know, that it takes one to know one. So the Goyim, if it would not be for the Ness of the Piho Asom, the Goyim would say the brachas of Bima meant nothing. The Jews paid them off, understand? Just like they would pay off somebody to get a nice bracha from him. So they would say, listen, they were shaykhing him. The guy is a nefesh rechava, a big balgaiva, and he's very greedy. So they paid him enough money, they got any bracha they want from him. That's all you have to do with Bilam. You give him the right amount of money, you get any call or any bracha you want. So it wouldn't have made any difference to them. Therefore, the Abish to the Meshach Chochma says, made the Ness of the Piho Asam. But once they saw that the Asam began to talk, and it was done in the presence of the Sore Bala who came, and so therefore, they realized that what the Eibershter who was engineering, that the Eibershter gave the donkey the power to talk, and the miracle was spread all over. So then they knew that what Bilam said, understand, because they saw the Yad Hashem intervene here, so then they knew that that the brachas that he said were emistic of brachas. That's how he learned Pshat. That helps to explain, first of all, we saw before in the Ramban, and the Eibershter Dafke wanted the brachas to come from a goy, not nor b'chvodo and show Yisrael in a theoretical sense, but in a practical sense, in the sense that that would make the goyim more afraid of Klal Yisrael. Secondly, Ibn Ezra in Pasuk Yutes brings down Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon that other Rishonim disagree with, but Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon says that the Eibershter himself did not want Bilam to go with the first group of Shlichim. B'mokom hazeh Omar Hagon Zau, im yiton toen v'yomer ach Hashem Hashem losech imam eich Omar kum lech yiton yesh lo hoshiv ki Hashem lo rotzo sheyenech im anoshim rishonim ad shevo sorim nechbodi mehen. What's the pshat in there? The Eibershter is worried about the covet of Bilam, that Bilam has a ruach gavoya and he didn't pass for the goal of these little shamoshim. That's one thing. But how does it come to the Eibershter's makbid on his kofet? According to the Meshech Chochma, is very good. Because the more mechubid the people would be in the eyes of their constituents, so to speak, when they bring back the account of the Ness, then the more trustworthy is their report. So that's why Hashem himself wanted him to go with more mechubidic people. People whose report would not be questioned. They say, listen, we saw a miracle and the donkey began to talk and so on. And as a result of that, Bilam then began to bless the people using the and gave them, you know, the brachas and so on. So then it will be Niskabel. The meaning of this gives the Ness, understand, a little broader significance. Not that the narrow significance is insignificant. I still say it's a moyetik azak what the Eibershter did to bring this person back to tshuva. And I think it's also a gevaltik musar haskel for that. Therefore, that Allah has kama alfei po'omim of a kava. If a goy has the koyches and nefesh, that the Eibershter is going out of his way to do this, to be mazur him with you, but what should we say? That every one of us has the gedalta koyches and nefesh to turn ourselves around in any area that we have to do so. You know, there, thank God there are people becoming frum, and there's a people working in kiruv, and so many more about tshuva than there ever were. Can you, that a person begins to think of tshuva for a person who's not frum. Understand? Everybody has to become frum. Constantly we have to be bami tshuva. See that Nirvana Yonah reflected on that. The Rav once met Uri Zohar on the street. He says, maybe you'll tell me how I can become a bal tshuva. So Uri Zohar says, I'll tell you the truth, I got to become a bal tshuva now myself all over again. He also got into the habit of davening and doing mitzvahs. He says, I also got to become a bal tshuva again. Understand? So it's a process. So I hope that this parsha can give us gevaltig chizuk in that.